How are you today?
Doing well. Again, enjoying this beautiful weather and glad to be healthy to be out to work.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. I'm on my way back up 26 now, so it is beautiful out here.
Morning, and then you seemed to disappear for a while. Maybe I didn't hear you. You might have changed frequencies.
Jumped over to the White Oak.
I can't hit that one from my house with what I have right now. Hopefully soon I'll be able to.
I'll see where you're at in this location. There might be obstruction in the way.
Get a little, or get my antenna up higher, I'll be fine, but I can barely pull it up from my vehicle on high power, but not enough to even copy anything.
Hey, once I make the turn left to go to the, down the road to the house, I'll lose it. I go back behind the mountains, or you know, and it's gone. But up till that point, I can get it.
Yeah, you know how the mountains run that little range there, kind of north or southwest to northeast. I'm kind of along the edge of it, and I think that just kind of tucks back just enough where I can't get it. Same with that other repeater. I might be able to get it with a higher antenna as well, but that other repeater that whatever that club is up there that Chad's involved with, the one they use.
Oh.
On a blank.
I get there sometimes myself.
Say hot strap or something like that, but that's not it.
Working today.
I'm running down 25 Southern Greenville, headed over to Piedmont, make a delivery, and then from there over to Easley.
The same area every day, or do you have, like I do, where you've got sections that you do every day of the week?
Same delivery stops and the same pickups every day. Occasionally they'll throw on another delivery if it's heavy, if it's too much to fit on the package car. Or they'll say, hey, there's this business is shipping out a few pallets today where they normally don't ship that many. Can you go by and get them? But generally, it's the same people every day.
I didn't know if you done a different route like I do every day of the week or if it's the same thing, but I see now.
People pretty well. So just like, you know, the package car routes, the little small trucks, they run, for the most part, they run the same customers every day. You got your certain businesses, they get the same deliveries, and some of them will ship out too, so you're hitting them twice a day.
Well, what's going on up at the house, but we don't have the same UPS driver 2 days in a row anymore.
They used to keep the routes real consistent, and you know, if you got a little heavy and you needed to lose work, they'd pull some stops or certain, you know, neighborhoods. But everything's computerized now, computer dispatched, and, I mean, they have somebody that controls it. It's not like the computer decides. But they are more free about moving, you know, whole sections. And they got all these new drivers that don't want to come in every day or oh, I don't even know what it is, but it's not as consistent as it used to be. How about that?
I get that, but just how do you learn your route doing that? I mean, up in the rural areas, you're going to be so lost it's not even funny hunting some of these driveways because you can't learn the area.
I understand, and I've got the same little computer board, the delivery board, the Dyad, they call it, but I don't use this part of it. They've got a GPS map in it now, and some of the, from what I understand, it actually tells them where their next delivery is, and they don't even have to know the area anymore. They just have to follow that little map, and I don't think it's voice activated, but it'll give them turn-by-turn directions.
It's on Google. It's not Google Earth, but or Google Maps. You won't find my house.
I don't know what they use, but I do know, you know, a few years ago, the guys that would run these routes, those rural routes were always the most sought after because you did more driving than working, basically. And those guys would know, they'd know every crook and cranny of the hills, you know, and they know this person's sister works over here or this person's dad lives here, and they'll take the package, and this driveway is 3 miles long, so the neighbor will take it. I mean, they know everything.
Peter's not going to replace that experience.
And plus, you've got a whole another generation now of kids who really don't know anything, you know. I hate to say it, but it's pretty true, and that's their parents' fault. And they're used to just following a screen, and they still can't do things.
You got to tell them every precise move to make. They got no critical thinking skills on their own.
Call me. This guy called him and said, "Hey, my battery or my truck won't start." And they said, "Well, what are you doing?" They said, "I don't know. I just went to eat lunch and I came back and my truck won't start." And they said, "Well, did you run your battery down?" And he said, "What do you mean?" They said, "Are your lights on?" And he goes, "Yeah, I always leave my lights on."
It's amazing how technology has taken away common sense.
All right, anyway, I'm backing up to the dock, so I appreciate it. I'll talk to you later. Be careful going home.
Dean, you be careful out there, and I'll be around for a while if you come back in here. KO4HKX, I'll be on the side monitoring.
N4ZLK.